Thanks for listening to the Suzy Larson Life podcast, available thanks to support from listeners like you. It's only just a matter of welcome to Suzy Larson Live. Always so honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, you know this if you listen often enough. Every month we have our good friend Than Bennett on the show for what in the past we've called a faith perspective from the Hill. And as you may well know, Than has stepped away from his public policy job, and he's working in ministry, several facets of ministry that are just kingdom-shaking movements that are just so powerful. We talk about that every month, and he may touch on what God is doing in that regard. But he's still keeping his finger on the pulse of what's happening in our world today. And we love to have him on to really look at the news from a fresh faith perspective. In fact, I'm so glad to tell you, and maybe you already know this, but Than has joined our Faith Radio lineup, and he's got a show called The Equipped that airs every Saturday, 4 Central, but you can get the podcast anytime. And he's got a newsletter under that same title where he takes certain top points of the news and kind of boils it down for us and then brings a fresh faith perspective. So you can subscribe to that newsletter, and I'll give you that website in just a moment. Some of the things we'll touch on today are these: how God can change everything in an instant. Just wondering, asking the question, are you ready for Christ's return? I want you to really ponder that. We'll talk about the crisis in the Middle East and spend a few moments praying about that. We'll talk, if we get time for this, the Speaker of the House vacancy. And if there's even more time, we'll talk at the end about hope for every believer. We have reasons for hope in this time. So we're going to get Than on in just a moment, but I have a question for you. What most concerns you, or maybe even worries you, about the times we're in? What most concerns or maybe even worries you about the times we're in? Second question, you can answer one or both. What's the Lord been saying to you these days? We're going to spend a little bit of time praying today. We really want to pray the news. We want to pray your concerns and lift everything up to the Lord, because He's faithful. He's good. And one of the passages I've been focusing on, I should always memorize the reference. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I think it's Psalm 29:10. I'll have to look it up. It's in the Amplified, but it says, the Lord sat as king over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord gives impenetrable, unyielding strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. That's another passage that I think, last time Than was on us, I wanted to maybe put a prayer guide together with some of these verses that we can stand on and really put our weight in, you know? And that's a great one, don't you think? That the Lord sat as king over the flood. He sits as king even now and forever. He gives unyielding, impenetrable strength to His people, and He blesses us with peace. All right, even so, I want to hear from you. Text me what most concerns you, maybe what you're worried about, and if you want to add what the Lord's been talking to you about, 877-933-2484. My wonderful producer, Angela, just let me know that Psalm 29:10 is the right reference. Quick couple announcements before we hear from Than. You know we do these Reading the Bible Together initiatives. They're just amazing because we love the Word of God and we want more and more people to get into the Word of God. Well, this next initiative we're kicking off is called Unexpected: 5 Women in the Lineage of Jesus. And you can sign up because you'll get some free resources and even a link to the podcast that none other than our amazing producer, Angela Smith, hosts Reading the Bible Together podcast. All that info is on our website, myfaithradio.com. Also, if you live in the Twin Cities and you're free on Friday night, November 3rd, come to Sisterhood if you're a girl. All right, come to Sisterhood. I'll be speaking. It's free. It's going to be an epic, epic evening. If you're in Pennsylvania, I'll be also speaking at Hershey Lodge. That one's not free, and you need to get tickets November 9th through 11th. All right, now let me tell you about my guests. We'll get them on the show. Than Bennett is the founder and president of Every Good Work, which exists to equip Jesus followers for a life of impact. Than and his wife, Brooke, are co-founders of A Fearless Life, which works to find and fund a family for every adoption-eligible foster child in America. And in the middle of the bio, I'm going to say it again. I have a dream. I have a dream that someone in our Faith Radio audience is going to fund a family that wants to adopt, and Faith Radio is going to find a family that needs to adopt. I think somehow Faith Radio is going to be a conduit to a funding and a finding through this great ministry. Dan has more than 20 years of high-level public policy experience with a particular focus on the U.S. Congress and United Nations. He's the author of a couple of really great books, and he and his wife, Brooke, live in Southern Maryland with their three children, as well as a host of farm animals. They're longtime members of the National Community Church, where Pastor Mark Batterson pastors. And so good to have you back, Dan. Welcome, my brother.
Susie, always love to be with you. And as you were going through that, two thoughts came to mind, okay? Number one, I'm a little disappointed I'm not invited to sisterhood. I kind of feel a little bit left out about that.
Yeah. You can come with Kevin and stand in the back of the room if you want.
Okay, I'll be there. But number two, just on a more serious note, I am so grateful that you started with the verse about how he blesses us with peace. I was mentioning to you just before we came on the air, this is one of those hard weeks to choose peace mm-hmm. and to choose optimism and joy, but that is a constant that God has promised us. So I'm grateful that you started with that verse.
Ah, thank you, Thad. Always so good to have you. And how about you? What's God been impressing upon your heart these days?
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning what I wrote about this morning in the Equipped newsletter in the True section. We start every week in that newsletter by standing on a verse or a passage from God's Word. And I actually wanted to start with that today on your show. I won't go into the whole thing because it's a little bit lengthy, but for the same reason that it really has felt like an effort to stand in peace and to be rooted in joy this week, I've been digging into God's Word about how His power can show up in an instant, Susie. And you know, I don't know quite how to describe this, but I took some comfort from the fact that as I went through the pages of Scripture, there were a lot of different ways that God showed up in an instant. Sometimes it was for comfort or rescue or redemption. Susie, sometimes it was for justice. Sometimes it was for God to set wrongs right and to redeem the people who were being oppressed. And it's kind of that mix in Scripture just gave me hope today. So I just wanted to read two passages real quickly that God really ministered to me through this week. The first one is Isaiah 29, verses 5 and 6. And it says this: "Suddenly, in an instant, the Lord Almighty will come with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with windstorm and tempest and flames of a devouring fire." And then the second one is in 1 Corinthians 15. It's verses 51 and 52, and then a little bit of verse 54. It says this. It says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." And then verse 54, "Then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory."
Come on,
and
somebody.
Susie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's more too, but those two examples spoke to me of this beautiful mixture that when our God shows up, Susie, everything changes in an instant. The oppression changes, the bondage changes, the eternal salvation changes. When He shows up, our death becomes life. And you and I actually had a text exchange earlier in the week where you reminded me of Isaiah 59:1 too, how His arm is never too short to save. And when I have been sort of I guess just lagging this week, if I've been in sort of the doldrums, I remember then that I serve a God who changes everything in an instant. And if maybe I could just give you one more thought, that this is maybe a little bit more sobering, but when that final instant comes, Susie, when He comes to redeem all and make all right, there won't be the moment in that instant to decide where we stand. Our decision for that instant has to be made now, Susie. Amen. It exists today, mm-hmm. and the decision that we make in this moment will determine our posture in that moment. So I look forward to that day, but let's make a decision now to prepare for that God who will change everything in an instant. Mm.
I have so many things I want to say to that, Dan. Thank you so much. And that in an instant just leapt off the page at me as I read your newsletter. It was so powerful. And you think about this, that I tell you the mystery, we'll not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye. But as you referenced, these in an instant moments can happen in the land of the living, not to this degree, but we have these sudden turnaround moments like Paul, you know, Saul turned Paul. He was a terrorist and he became, you know, one of the most radical, powerful Christ followers ever to have lived. And I, you know, I've been dealing with an unspoken heartbreak about something that I just can't talk about, but it's, I've been describing it like I'm bleeding under my armor and it needs, I need a miracle for it to change. And I was in a deep place of sadness and sorrow Saturday night, Sunday morning. And Sunday night, I hopped on a call for a different friend, a friend who's battling some potential cancer diagnoses, and a few of the us friends got together on Zoom to surround her with prayer, and that was just good for me to set my burden aside and enter in and engage with her. And some of the people on the call I didn't know, and this one young man who's like a spiritual son to her, he was joyful and winsome, and he says, girl, he says, God has spoken so many words over your life that you've got more to do. He said, this is like the disciples getting in the boat, Jesus saying, we're going to the other side. And they got into the storm and started to doubt that he said we're going to the other side because they were so afraid of the storm. He says, you're going to the other side. He says, you're probably going to take people with you as well. But he said, God is crazy able to deliver you from the storm. I can't even explain and remember all of what he said then. But when he spoke, it was like a lightning bolt of surge of faith shot through my body, and I was instantly put in a place of faith and perspective and joy, and it hasn't let up since. I mean, truly, it was supernatural miracle, and I hopped on Facebook. I'm like, you're one prayer away from a renewed perspective, because he can do that in an instant, and I'm just saying, I think this is why we need to gather together, because you need the revelation of many. I want to read what you wrote, if you don't mind, a portion of your newsletter, because I, in this section of In an Instant, you said, friends, the events of this past week are constantly threatening to overcome my peace. I'm inclined to anxiousness over them. It feels as though their magnitude is expanding beyond control. When I focus on those circumstances, I feel myself begin to sink. But then I remember, I serve a God who changes everything in an instant. I serve a God whose arm is never too short to save. I serve a God who's coming back for his bride, you and me, and who's written our names in heaven. And you further write, when that moment comes, be it redemption from this temporary calamity or once and for all redemption for the church, where will you be found? In that instant, the posture of your heart, the state of your mind will not be determined in that moment, but beforehand. The posture of your heart and the state of your mind in that moment are being decided in this very moment. In the midst of these calamities we now face, if we are to be found in him in that moment, we'll have to make the decision in this moment. Where will you be found when everything changes? In an instant. This is so profound. Choose this day to be found in him. Choose it in the midst of these trying circumstances and look toward the day when your God will redeem all that's lost in an instant. Seriously, Than, I've got holy goosebumps, and we just got a couple minutes before the break, but I want you to speak to that person listening. As you know, our audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's global. It's all over the world. Speak to the person maybe who's stumbled upon the dial, who's not made that decision for Jesus. What do you say to them today?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things, Susie. First of all, God bless that brother that spoke that word over you. And I would say to you really the same thing that I would say to that person who doesn't have the relationship with Jesus Christ that you have right now. God loves you so deeply, and he will not leave you where you are. In your case, Susie, you know, he's clearly been evident in and through you for your life. He will not leave you. And I would tell you that at some point during this broadcast, I would actually like to pray over you in that regard. Mm-hmm. But to that person who is out there who does not yet have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you look around this world and it should be abundantly evident that the answers for eternity are not here. We live in a broken place. We do. We live in a broken, fallen world. But there is one coming who was before time and is in time and will be after time. His name is Jesus Christ. And here's the greatest news of all. He created you for the purpose of communing. That means interacting, having a relationship with him. And if you don't yet have a relationship with Him, you don't have to be defined by everything that is in the world around you. You can be defined by the one who made you and the one who wants to draw you to His side for the rest of eternity. I know folks at Faith Radio stand ready to talk with you about that, but it really is as simple as that. The one who made you sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to pay the penalty for your wrongs, and He is inviting you to have a relationship with Him. And by the way, if you choose that relationship with Him, you get to spend eternity with Him and with your brothers and sisters who have chosen to put a faith in Him. So you can engage this world and all the troubles we have, but ultimately you will not reside here for eternity. You'll be headed to a new home and an eternal one.
Amen. We're going to go to break now, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and just ask, if you're listening and you don't know Jesus and you want to know Him, will you just text me and say, I want to know Jesus? Nobody's going to call you, but over the air, we'll pray together a prayer so that you can know for certain today's your day of salvation. Or maybe you've wandered from Jesus and you want to come back. I want to come back home. Text me, I want to come back home. If you're brand new to the faith, you've never said yes to Jesus, and you want your eternity to be secure, text me, I want to know Jesus. If you've been wandering, maybe starts and stops, one foot in, one foot out, and you want to come back home, just say, I want to come back home. Text me, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. If you'd like to know more about what it means to begin a relationship with Christ or to chat with someone about faith, you can text the word faith to 41224. Thanks so much for tuning into Suzy Larson Live, talking to our good friend Than Bennett. We're getting a faith perspective on some of the top news items that we're reading around the world these days. How do we wrestle for a right perspective? And really in a day when truth, it's like people have kicked the legs out from underneath absolute truth. So it's now your truth, my truth. So even if there's evidence to back up the truth, people don't care because they want their narrative. So how do you discern? How do you navigate? How do you stand in faith in such a day? So for those, nobody texted in to say they want to know Jesus for the first time, and that's okay. And maybe you might catch this when the podcast airs. We're on the live show right now. But if you are in a place like that, whether you've wandered or you've never met Jesus for the first time, it really is, it's simple, but it's profound. It's not simplistic. It's ABC, acknowledging that Jesus is Lord, believing that He lived and He died for your sins and rose again, and confessing Him with your mouth because you believe it in your heart. You get to a place where you say, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Jesus, I believe You lived and You died and You rose again. Be my Savior. Cleanse me of my sin. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Fill me with the Spirit. Heal my soul. Make me whole. I will follow You all the days of my life. And there's a little more to it than that, but truly it can be as simple as that if your heart really means it. And we want to be here, as Dan said, to pray with you if you're in such a place, because it's the most important decision you'll ever make. And it's why the enemy will distract you with all the minutiae to try to keep you from focusing on your eternal destination. But here we go. Let's move into the crisis in the Middle East. You wrote about this in your Equip newsletter, but give us your thoughts.
Yeah, Suzy, this is, I'm sure everyone has been inundated by news of the escalating war. And even in the last 24 hours, just all of the information that was coming out about the hospital in Gaza that had an explosion. You know, initially both sides were blaming each other for the strike. And now it seems quite apparent, you know, kind of basically what you were just talking about, that initially there's all sorts of deception. And then when the truth comes out and the facts are on the table, it's pretty clear what happened. There was a Hamas rocket that either misfired or was intentionally fired. That is a tactic that Hamas has been known to use in the past, which is target their own civilians in order to build world sympathy. But one of those two things occurred, and 500 people in one explosion, Susie, lost their life in this Gaza, in and around this hospital in Gaza. And I would just tell you that this is one of those that's hard for Jesus followers to get our arms around the long scope of this, right? This conflict between the Jewish people and the Arab people, it goes back millennia. It goes back to Isaac and Ishmael, and it can be difficult in the current geopolitical context to sort of determine where we're supposed to dig in. Here's what I'm inviting readers of the Equipped and listeners of the Equipped broadcast to do is to start by making sure we drill down on four very basic tenets from God's Word, and then we can build out from there. For those of us that have an opportunity to engage on deeper levels, and Susie, I'm just going to give you two of them right now for sake of time. But these are two principles that I think are ironclad truth from the Word of God that we as Jesus followers need to be both unapologetic about and also very firm in our conviction to carry out these commands. Number one, it's very clear from God's Word that the Jewish people are God's chosen people. Now, based on that conversation you and I just had, I'm so eternally grateful that as a non-Jew, Jesus went to the cross and opened that invitation to be a part of that covenant of his family to me. But it's very clear that God did first extend his special covenant to the Jewish people, and that plays a role in the current conflict. And number two, and there have been some that have tried to conflate this with that first principle. I think it is just as unequivocally true from God's Word, starting in Genesis 1, that every person, regardless of nationality, race, or background, is made in the image of God, bears the mark of his image, and he has called that person to his side. So we grieve for loss on all sides of this conflict. It does not mean there's a moral equivalence, Susie. It also does not negate the fact that there is a moral obligation for government entities to respond in protection of their people. But I would just leave it at that for now. As Jesus followers, I think that's where we can start. God is a special covenant with the Jewish people, and every person on all sides of this conflict was made in the image of God and is special to him.
Amen. You know, you think of the Palestinian people who are not sympathetic to Hamas, who hate being ruled and manipulated by them, who want to coexist peacefully next to the Jewish people. That remnant exists. And like our friend Tom Doyle said, God's heart is big enough for the Arabs and the Jewish people. Jewish people are his chosen people. And you touch them, you will see his defense. You will see him rise. And there really is, there are prayers for Israel, for the Messiah to be made known to these dear people. But this crisis is so horrific because it's showing what's in the hearts of so many. When you look at the universities around our nation, and this is kind of what I was talking about, it's like it doesn't even matter if the facts are on the table, like about this Gaza, this hospital. They want their truth, and they're latching on to something. And I've thought about this for, when we started to get involved in the human trafficking issue over a decade ago, I started to see this movement happening in young people. On one hand, you so appreciate that they want to have a cause. Roll up their sleeves and get involved in something. On the other hand, there's times they'll jump on a bandwagon without all the information. And that's super concerning to me that you're seeing this in all these universities where they're latching on and there's such a deception around it. But then that's why I go back to Psalm 29:10, that the Lord sat as king over the flood. He sits as king even now and forever. We've got to be praying and interceding. Our good friend Anne Graham-Lotz, who's been on the show plenty of times, she wrote a blog post that we're going to put in the show notes, and it's My Thoughts and Prayer for Israel. And she has so much clarity around these things, and she talks about a time when she was there, when the bombs were falling and the rockets were flying, and she had to go on a bomb shelter, and she's got clarity. And I want to just read a prayer from her blog post, and her prayers to me thunder like her father's prayers, and I'm going to read it, and if you want a copy of it, you'll see it on our show notes in Anne's blog. If you don't mind, we'll probably take this to the break. And so let's go. Here this is from Anne Graham-Lotz's blog post. She says, without a doubt, this is a time to pray as best we can. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord of hosts, God of angel armies, Lion of Judah, show up in extraordinary power. Give your people resounding victory over their enemies. In obedience to your command, we pray for the enemies who are coming against your people. We pray for searing conviction of their sin and demonic cruelty, for them to turn from it and to ask you for forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. But if they do not, we ask that this day you defeat and destroy them, every single one of them. We ask that you strip Israel's enemies of cooperation among themselves so that they are divided and turn on each other, even as you did the enemies of Jehoshaphat. We ask that their evil plans would be exposed or fall back on their own head. We ask that the face of every man, woman, and child or baby that the enemy has slaughtered, beheaded, and burned be indelibly imprinted on their mind's eye, filling them with turmoil, robbing them of clear thinking. We ask, Defender of the Weak, that you would supernaturally guard and protect the hostages. Reveal yourself to them in the underground tunnels, reassuring them of your presence, even as you did to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. We ask that you bind the hands, jam the guns, trip the feet of the captors, so that the IDF can overcome them and deliver those being held, even as you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. We ask that your fiery chariots would surround the IDF soldiers poised for a ground assault in Gaza. Then anoint each IDF soldier with protective power to rout out and overcome the enemy as they proceed. We ask that you reveal the entrances and exits of the 300 miles of tunnels so that the enemy lurking within has no place to hide. We ask that the ancient prince of the Persian kingdom and every other demonic force coming against your people be bound and rendered powerless in the face of the hosts of heaven. We ask that the Iron Dome and David's sling would be 100% effective against all incoming missiles in the north as well as in the south. We ask for supernatural wisdom for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his cabinet, his counselors, and all government and military officials so that they will make decisions in line with your perfect will. We ask that you give government and military leaders shared vision and agreed upon steps to accomplish victory so that Israel has clear, unified leadership during these horrific times. We ask that you comfort the mothers, the fathers, the children living near the Gaza border, especially those that have witnessed atrocities. Erase memories of what they've seen, O Lord. Give them an overwhelming supernatural sense, O God, of your presence. Comfort those who mourn. Give peace to the terrified. Hope to the hopeless. Save them, Lord God. Cover them. Command your angels to guard them. You are a great prayer hearing, prayer answering, covenant keeping, miracle working God. O Lord, hear our prayer. Listen to your children as we pray. Please, O God, rise up, great Lion of Judah, and defend your people. Deliver Israel from her enemies so that all the nations of the earth may know that you alone are God. Answer us, O God, we humbly, boldly plead. Answer us for the glory of your great name, Yeshua, Jesus. Amen. We're going to take a break here. We're going to keep talking a little bit about what's going on. But we also want to be able to pray for you today. We know that so many of you are really struggling. So don't be shy. Text in your prayer requests. Dan and I will pray. Might get Angie to hop on the mic as well. But we want to cover you today. We want to pray the news, and we want to pray through your burdens as well. Text your prayer requests. We'll keep them all anonymous. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Suzy Larson Live, talking to our good friend Than Bennett, and we always love to have him on to get a faith perspective on some of the top news items of our day. And don't forget, he's got a show on the Faith Radio program lineup that airs on Saturdays, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, but you can catch podcast anytime, and it's called The Equipped, and it's similar to what we do here, but he really gets more time to kind of expand on some of these news items. We're kind of praying the news today, but we also want to pray for you. So if you've got a need, we're going to consider every text that comes in anonymous today. You can text 877-933-2484, and we may get to the other news items, but I just felt so led to pray. And so, Angela, if you don't mind hopping on a mic as well, and Than, if you don't mind, here's a prayer request for unsaved family. That's their worry, and they're praying for mercy. That's what he or she is sensing from the Lord, is to pray for mercy. Would you pray for that, dear one? Oops. I don't know if there we go.
Susie, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Yep. I would be honored to pray. This is obviously a big burden, and we just take it to the Father right now. Heavenly Father, I pray for this dear listener who has a family who does not yet know you. And God, I just want to return to where we started this conversation. This is the ultimate ask for you to show up in an instant. God. Yes, you created this special being in your image. You have invited them to your side. You love them with an infinite love. And God, you desire to spend eternity with them. They have either wandered from you or they have not been drawn to your side at this point. God, I ask even now, even in this moment, that would be the moment that this precious soul would turn to you and would find you. God, we pray for you to show up in all of your glory, with all of your thunder, with all of your power, with all of your might, and that it might be delivered to this precious soul in a whisper, that you would woo them, that you would draw them, and that you would call them to your side. God, I thank you for this dear listener who's interceding for this family member. I know what this is like, God. I just pray that those who are lost, especially this one that is top of mind today, would find you today. In this instant, may you show up to them.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Angela, if you see the one about reading on Ecclesiastes, you see that?
No, I
don't.
It's
right above, way down low. Okay, I'll get that one. And then you can go above Judy Cook's. She sends in an amen. She's a friend. I can say her name. So I'll read this one and you get the one right above Judy Cook's text here.
Okay.
This one says, I've been reading a lot in Ecclesiastes. This dear one was just diagnosed with brain cancer. God's been giving them peace. Been getting to speak restored to me and peace to me. I have been choosing peace. I was not able to listen to the show. God bless you. I'm glad God has showed up. A little hard to understand there. Sorry, honey. But Father, I pray for this dear one. I thank you that we speak life. We speak peace over her as well. God, I ask you, Lord, to shrink that tumor till it's nothing. I pray that you restore her to full health. And I pray for full peace. In the meantime, Lord, we trust you, God. You are a healing God, and we're always going to bend on the side of faith. We know there's a mystery to your ways, but we're going to err and bend on the side of faith. So we're lifting her up and asking for a miracle. Every person who brought a friend to you, every person who came to you was bending on the side of faith, hoping for a miracle. So that's what I'm doing for this one, is that you put your hands on her head. You breathe life over her whole body, from the top of her head to the tips of her toes, that she'd be not only healed physically, but emotionally, in her soul, in her story, the places where the heartbreak has not yet been healed. Would you heal that too, in Jesus' name? Amen.
This person says, what God has been impressing on me is that sin is sin. We must stop sugarcoating and justifying. And Lord, that's true. That sin is something that we need to take care of. Sin is something that separates us from you. And God, when we are in you, when we are in relationship with you, it no longer has power over us unless we give it power, God. But that's what Jesus conquered. Jesus conquered sin. He conquered the power of sin. He conquered the power of death. And so, Lord, I pray that we would get for real about our sin with you, Lord, that we would deal with the things that are in our heart. God, search us, search our hearts, search the depths of our hearts. Lord, bring up things that we don't even realize that are there, Lord. Often, God, it's some form of pride that you're bringing up in me, Lord. I pray that you would continue to do that so that I can continue to get that dark out and bring it into your light, and so that I can continue to follow you, Lord, wholeheartedly. I pray that you would continue to do that in each of us. And God, and I'm thinking of those who are listening who don't yet know you, and hearing the word sin is maybe making them wanting to not listen. But I pray, Lord, I pray that they would continue to listen and they would get right with you, that they would hear that sin is what separates them from you. And there's a solution, and it's been accomplished. Jesus has accomplished that on the cross, Lord. And so we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come, that you would, in the way that only you can do it, that you would reveal to us our sin so we can deal with it with you. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Come on. Amen. As I'm thinking, as you're listening to you pray and agreeing with you, and maybe we do a show on confession someday. I'll tell you, in some of these prayer gatherings that we've been doing with these Zoom calls and prayer calls, we're starting now with confession. Because we want a pure heart when we come before the throne. And maybe we do a show on confession where every text is anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But we come together and we like what Angie just did. And Lord, I want to thank you for this dear brother who texted in. And his request is that he would overcome addiction. And Lord God, I would pray you'd meet him right here, right now, in an instant, as Stan has said in his newsletter. And we've been talking about on the show. that this would be the day, that he would be so baptized in your love, God, that he would overcome, that he would lose his taste for all that weakens him, God, that suddenly it wouldn't have the effect that it used to. It wouldn't give them the high that it used to. It would be just be putrid, and he would hate it, and he would develop an absolute spiritual hunger for your presence, for your word, God, and that he would become so bold and so full of faith that when he lays hands on others who are addicted, they too would get free. God, may that instant moment come right now, today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
And I've sent a couple to Than for him to be able to pray with us.
Okay, Than, you whatever one you've got, you go ahead.
Yeah, this one says mother-daughter relationship that's been broken for years. You know, as a parent, that touches a deep place in me. So God, I just pray for this mother and her children or her daughter. God, there's a brokenness. It's not unlike the brokenness that exists because of sin that we've addressed or addiction. There's a brokenness, a separation that has been caused. God, I ask you to fill that gap today, even now. I ask that you would draw this mother and daughter back together. Father, there is nowhere we can go that is beyond your reach, and you will not stop pursuing us. Yes, we need to turn to you, and we pray for that today. If part of this divide is a choice that has been made to separate oneself from you, God, I pray for a brokenness of spirit that would cause a turning back to you and therefore a restoration of this mother and daughter relationship. And God, I just feel led to pray this verse over actually a number of these requests that have come forward. Open our eyes that we might see wonderful things in your law. God, let us not view your law and your invitation to follow your commands as something that binds. Let us view it as an invitation to be close to you and to be a part of this covenant that you opened up to us at the cross. God, I pray that for this mother and daughter. I pray it for Susie and for Angela and for myself and for all those within the sound of my voice. May that covenant be real through your law, and may you open our eyes that we could see it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you want to take another one?
Mm-hmm. It says, please pray for my husband. We'll be cured of cancer in Jesus' name. Lord, there are so many people suffering from cancer right now. I just hate cancer, Lord. And that's not what you made us for. You made us for health and for wholeness, God. And so for this husband and everybody that he represents, Lord, I pray that you would bring wholeness, that you would bring healing to their body, Lord, that you would scan them from the top of their head to the tips of their toes and make the cells that you created the way that you created them, that you would right everything that's wrong in their bodies, Lord. And God, sometimes that's our first ask, Lord. And sometimes your will is different and your answer to prayers are different. And God, so I pray for grace for this woman and her husband, that however it is that you're going to answer that prayer, Lord, that you would give them the grace to take the next step and to deal with however you're going to answer, Lord. But first, we ask for complete healing in the name of Jesus, who conquered death, who conquered illness and sickness, God, through dying and raising again. We pray that in Jesus' name.
Mm. Before I pray for this next one, the reason I believe so much in this, in the power of prayer, and I mentioned this yesterday, that I did a Facebook Live on how one prayer can change and renew your perspective. When we gather like this and pray, God cares so much about the details of your life. And when we do this and God meets you in an instant, like Dan was saying, and suddenly you've got hope on you, you've got hope in you. And that's how the world asks about the hope within you, because they see hope on you. And it helps you steward and navigate an intercessor's heart for the world, because some of your burden then is lightened because Jesus met you. Remember the passage, I think it's Psalm 127, where it says, he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He puts the stars in place and calls them each by name. His hand is so huge and so powerful. He can rule the nations, and it's so intimate and so close. He can bind up your precious broken heart. So this is a very biblical thing we're doing, and this is why we do it. And I want you to engage your faith, activate your faith as we're praying. Don't take a passive stance. Engage your faith and say, Lord, I agree with this. I believe this, Lord. I'm going to live with an open-handed, wide-eyed expectancy that these prayers just activated something in the heavenly realm, and there's an answer on its way to me. God wants to us to live with that kind of expectancy. All right, this dear one says, pray for their daughter. Her husband cheated on her, divorced her. Oh, she's a strong believer and wants so much to be a wife and a mom. She's 30 and she feels like she's getting too old and doesn't understand how God is working through this. Oh, Father in heaven, holy is your name. We pray for this dear girl, Lord God, that you are the one who binds up the brokenhearted. You restore us, you heal us, and you take and you restore the years the enemy has stolen. So I pray that you take what the enemy meant for evil and you would turn it for good. She's still so young. And I know so many stories like this where there was deep sorrow and a deep grief and loss sorting through such a trauma and a betrayal. And then, like a butterfly lands on her shoulder, you change the season. The sun shines again. They meet someone and you redeem and restore them. So would you do that right now, God? Even today, lift her chin. Even today, put hope in her heart, Lord. Before even the answer comes, may a flutter of life rise up within her where she suddenly knows something's going on. Like what happened to me this weekend, where I was just lightning bolted with faith. Nothing's changed, but I have faith now and I have joy. And I pray the same thing would happen for this dear girl. And I say thank you in Jesus' name. I'll hand it to Than if you've got one.
We actually need to take a break.
Oh, we do. Oh, my goodness. I could do this for hours. We need to take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll tackle as many more prayers as we can. Hang on, friends. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Bill Arnold. I know you're enjoying listening to Suzy Larson Live right now, and you've made it a priority to do so. That's smart. I would really like you to listen to my podcast. So after you have fed the dog, walked the dog, and played fetch with the dog, you can tune in to Afternoons with Bill Arnold. Also, if you don't have a dog, I just saved you lots of time.
Thanks so much for tuning into Suzy Larson Live. If you listen often enough, you know we have Than Bennett on the show once a month, and we talk about the news, and we try to get a faith perspective on some of the top news items of the day. We pray before every show, and we really felt led by the Lord to take a pivot, take a turn, and pray, and take your prayer requests. So that's what we've been doing. Than Bennett, Angela Smith, and myself, we are praying for you. We've got a number of texts on the text line. We're going to get as many as we can. If you want to text in a prayer request, do it, because we'll do our best to get it. 877-933-2484. So if you don't mind, friends, there's just power in prayer, and power when we gather together and lift each other up. And as you hear us pray for somebody, let's say with a financial situation or an unsaved family member, grab a hold of it for yourself. If you need that prayer, grab a hold of it for yourself so that your soul will be strengthened as well. So, Than, I'm going to hand it to you to pray for the next request.
Yeah, Suzy, this listener says, a financial burden since my husband went to heaven 3 years ago from cancer. I'm grateful to work in serving others, however, needing additional clients to help them, trusting the Lord. This is, I'll just say to this listener, this is something that I know. I know the uncertainty of charting a new financial path. And God, I lift this listener up to you. We stand on promises from your word. We know that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. We know that you have infinite resources from which to pour out. God, we also know that your primary purpose with us is communing with us. And so, God, we ask for rescue, and we ask that it would come speedily. But first, I would ask that you would do your work in me, in this listener's life, in all of our lives. God, draw us to your side. And God, please don't tarry. This is a strain from loss that is real. It's tangible. It can be felt every single day. And God, in your great mercy, I would ask that you show up today and provide the path forward. I ask that you would provide it in tangible and intangible ways. God, I lift this dear one to you. I ask that you wrap your arms around her even today. And God, again, I just feel led. Please don't tarry. Please move swiftly to meet this need that she is feeling.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we lift up this next listener who's asking for prayers for her husband, who's been faithfully pastoring a church for 20 years while experiencing hurt from that church, and she's fighting cancer. Oh, Lord, it's just a lot. That's a lot, which she acknowledges. First of all, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, and I pray that you would bestow that on them. I pray that you would show up in just really tangible ways, God. And as this is Pastor Appreciation Month and he's been pastoring and feeling hurt, God, that it's probably just amplified now during this month. But I pray, Lord, that you would minister to him in ways that are so personal, that he knows that he knows that he knows that it's you ministering to him, loving him, showing up, letting him know that he's seen, that you see him, you see the work that he's doing. Lord, and I pray for his wife, that you would bring healing to her as well. And that just your grace, God, your unfathomable grace would be on them and over them. And I pray for breakthrough in that church. I pray for restoration of relationships, God, that that maybe this Pastor Appreciation Month would be the breaking point, that someone would realize what they really appreciate about him and express that, Lord. So, but we hand them over to you, Lord. We entrust them to you and pray for grace and for peace over them in Jesus' name.
Also feel led to pray for brokenness. If there are those who are usurping authority, God, that they would come to under deep, deep spiritual conviction in Jesus' name. And this dear one said, I lost it because there's so many. I'm so sorry. One asked for prayer for their marriage because they lost their way. And there's so many coming in. My cursor jumped off of it, but I know there's a number of people struggling in marriage. So, Father, I pray for every marriage represented on this call, for those who are weary, those who are tired, those who've drifted, those who've quit trying, those who think they've fallen out of love because of hardship and maybe a lack of tending to the soil of their hearts. Pour out your Spirit, God. Bring a revival of faith, hope, and love to every marriage represented here today, even the ones who think they're fine. God, help us be creative in the way that we love each other, creative in the way that we pray together and get a vision that's bigger than we are for our marriage and for what you called us to. Lord in heaven, we pray, may your kingdom come and your will be done in and through every marriage represented here in Jesus' name. Amen. Fan, I'll hand it to you.
This dear one says, my nephew is in Qatar for a military purpose. Pray he gets home safe. And God, I just lift this deployed family member to you, serving in a region that is very hostile. It's very hot right now, God, and there's a recognition of the danger that he or she faces. God, I just pray, or sorry, that he faces. I would pray that you would bring him home safely. I pray that you would accomplish your will in him. And God, I would be so audacious today to pray that he might be the vessel through which a previous prayer would be answered, that in this region where it is ripe with opportunity for the gospel to be elevated and for those to come to a saving knowledge of you, I pray that this listener's nephew might be a vessel for that purpose. God, yes, that you would bring him home safe, but that you would not bring him home without additional souls to account to the ledger of heaven. God, I pray that you would use him mightily as he serves. I thank you for the fact that he is willing to put himself in harm's way for my freedom and my ability to even pray over these airways. I ask that you bless him for that, and I ask that you work through him in drawing others to your side. And God, I also just want to be bold, and I want to pray for Susie right now. I know she would hesitate to ask for it, but God, you have used her mightily in my life. You have used her mightily in the lives of those who are listening. God, I don't know the details of the unspoken prayer that she has right now, but I do know how she has soldiered faithfully through many a trial. God, I pray that this would be one that you would lift from her even now. God, I pray that if it's someone who is close to her who is suffering, that you would speak to them, that you would draw them to your side, that you would lift that burden. If it's a physical ailment or some other need, God, I pray that you would intervene in a way that is unmistakably you. I pray that the burden would be lifted, but God, I pray that it would be lifted in a way that she cannot take credit for, that we cannot take credit for, that it is unequivocally you who has said, Susie, I love you. I know this is a burden, and I am taking it away today. God, I pray that in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, and we love him and we love you.
Wow. As Dan was praying that, I was, you've called it before bleeding under your armor. And I just see a scar there that God's going to move, and there will be a scar, but you'll remember what the Lord did when you look at that scar.
Wow. I received that. And Friends, I'm going to work through these that are on the text line. Thank you, you two friends. I received that with my whole heart. I'm actually going to write that in my journal, Angela. Thank you. And Van, for your sensitivity. Thank you so much. And friends, we love you. And there's quite a few here that we didn't get, but I'm going to work my way through them and pray for you. We sure love and appreciate you. And Than, thank you for the time today and for being so sensitive to the Spirit, being willing to pivot the way we did. We thank you for the time today. Thank you.
Love you, Susie. It was special.
And you as well. Angela, thank you for always being ready.
Grateful to be here.
Yeah, love and appreciate you all. Let's keep praying, keep believing, keep walking, keep receiving all that God has, because he's the hope of the earth. Jesus is the hope of the earth. He gives impenetrable strength to his people. He blesses his people with peace. March on, friends. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to Susie Larson Live. Podcasts like mine are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes and give now.